This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Bhutan beginning tomorrow. During the visit, Modi and the King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk, will inaugurate the 1,020-megawatt Punasangchu 2 hydroelectric project. The project is jointly developed by India and Bhutan. The Prime Minister will attend the celebrations dedicated to the 78th birth anniversary of 4th King of Bhutan, Jigme Singye Wangchuk, and also meet his counterpart, Shring Topge. As part of the preparatory activities for the upcoming Panchayat and Municipal Elections 2025, the State Election Commission of Arunachal Pradesh today successfully conducted a one-day state-level training program for district-level master trainers at the DK Convention Center, Itanagar. Addressing the trainees, State Election Commissioner Rinchin Tashi emphasized the crucial role of master trainers in ensuring free, fair and transparent elections through effective and meticulous training of polling personnel. He urged trainers to be well-versed with all relevant acts, rules and procedures and to conduct hands-on mock exercises on ballot handling and statutory forms. Indian Consul General at Shanghai in China, Pratik Mathur, today welcomed the first batch of passengers arriving from New Delhi as direct commercial flights between the two countries officially resumed after 5 years. The Indian consulate, in a social media post, said India is emerging as a global hub as people-to-people ties grow stronger. The move marks a significant step in restoring normal travel and trade links between the two Asian neighbors. Flights between India and China were suspended since early 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent diplomatic tensions. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the first pre-budget consultation meeting with the country's leading economist in New Delhi for the upcoming Union Budget 2026-27. The meeting was attended by the Secretary, Department of Economic Affairs, Ministry of Finance, along with the Chief Economic Advisor to the Government of India and senior officers from the Department of Economic Affairs. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today inaugurated the 22nd Annual Conference of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Zone 3 at the Nagaland Legislative Assembly in Kohima. In his inaugural address, Birla said the northeastern region is known for its rich culture, diversity and strong democratic values. He noted that the region is progressing as a vibrant democracy with continuous improvements in connectivity, infrastructure and emerging opportunities. The speaker lauded the northeastern legislative assemblies for their unity and for framing policies suited to regional needs, paving the way for prosperity and progress. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah said that urban cooperative banks should come forward to empower the aspiring youth and underprivileged sections of society. Inaugurating the Co-op CUM 2025, an international conference on the urban cooperative credit sector in New Delhi today, Shah said, National Federation of Urban Cooperative Banks and Credit Societies Limited, NAFCUB, and urban organizations should issue moral guidelines based on which every urban cooperative bank should redesign its financial structure. Three staff members of Sainik School Niglok in East Siang District have been arrested in connection with the death of a 12-year-old cadet on November 1st last. East Siang District Superintendent of Police Pankaj Lamba said the arrest followed examination of witness statements and forensic evidence. The boy, a class 7 student, allegedly died by suicide and had messaged his sister claiming he was being tortured by seniors. Earlier, police had detained 8 students, all juvenile. In the case, investigations are ongoing. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has said that the state cabinet has approved a bill to ban polygamy. The bill will be called the Assam Prohibition of Polygamy Bill 2025 and it will be tabled in the assembly on the 25th of this month for passage. The bill prohibits any individual from marrying if they already have a living spouse, are not legally separated or if a decree of divorce has not dissolved their earlier marriage. Capital Complex FC has emerged as the champions of the Indrajit Namchum Arunachal League 2025, marking a remarkable achievement in the state's football circuit. Congratulating the team, Chief Minister Pema Khandu praised CCFC for their exceptional performance and unwavering determination throughout the tournament. By clinching the Indrajit Namchum Arunachal League 2025 title, CCFC have shown what commitment, hard work and belief can achieve, Khandu said in a congratulatory message. He also congratulated the runners-up Subansiri United FC. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.